According to the American Hair Loss Association, 25% of men suffer from male pattern baldness before they reach 21. By age 35, 66% of men experience some degree of hair loss, and by the age of 50, 85% have significantly thinner hair. But what exactly causes hair loss? Is it genetics, stress, your diet? Well, joining us to answer these questions and to offer solutions to this growing problem, or I guess I should say not growing problem, is Bill Edwards, CEO of Regenix, and it all starts now.
It's To Your Good Health Radio with number one best-selling author and renowned wellness expert, Dr. David Friedman, changing lives just for the health of it.
Our next guest is a renowned scalp and hair specialist. He's the founder and CEO of Regenix. His Beverly Hills Regenix Research Center at Cedars-Sinai Medical Office Towers has treated over 500,000 people. Today, Regenix is a household name, helping celebrity clients like Matthew McConaughey and expanding nationwide with an at-home product line. Here to tell us how to rejuvenate our scalp and prevent hair loss, welcome to the show, Bill Edwards.
Good morning.
Oh, great to have you here. You know, the statistics are rather profound, yet it's a topic rarely talked about, including on my show. So there's a lot of men out there that seem to embrace their hair loss. It's just a part of life. Most men stress about it, which I guess is a catch-22, because can't stress lead to more hair loss?
Absolutely. It's one of the contributing factors that is growing in our society. And one of the interesting parts is that our clientele has grown significantly in the realm of females losing hair.
Interesting.
Not only are the numbers of females that are losing hair increasing, but they're losing hair in the exact same areas that men traditionally have lost hair in. And it's a function of our society, frankly. Women are in the workforce now more than ever before. They're subject to the stresses that men have been for years. They're getting into the upper levels of management, and right, they're paying the price for it.
Interesting. So stress is a cause. What are some other main contributing factors to hair loss or thinning?
Well, with men, there's a genetic factor that is predominant. I mean, you inherit a susceptibility to these all the different conditions that can lead you to lose your hair. And the common myth is that it's inherent from the mother's side, but it can be inherited from either side of the family and from several generations past, and it can skip.
Well, so if there is a genetics at play, is there any hope for these people? Can they fight the DNA trend?
Yeah, and again, in the past, it used to be thought that testosterone was the culprit. That if, you know, the adage was, if you were bald, you were macho because you had too much testosterone.
Right.
But the problem is research looked at thousands of bald individuals and found out that their hormone levels were all perfectly normal. And that's when it led the research to pinpoint the fact that it was the formation of DHT that was the actual genetic cause. And DHT forms from the combination of testosterone with an enzyme called 5-alpha reductase that's present in the tissue of the scalp as well as in the prostate gland in men. So by working on disrupting the whole chain of events that has to take place with the testosterone getting into the follicles and combining with the enzyme to form DHT, and then what happens genetically is there are receptor sites in the follicles that will genetically activate in certain individuals in certain areas of their scalp at a certain given time in their life. And when these receptor sites activate and there's DHT present, the DHT will bond to that site, and right, then the information is transferred and the thinning process commences.
So that's so something can be disrupted?
If you can disrupt that chain of events in any way, then you'll be able to work on neutralizing any potentially genetic influences. Unfortunately, that's not the cure-all, because there's many other different factors involved as well. When, you know, the reason why stress is a big one is that stress will cause tightness in the scalp, and it inhibits the blood circulation. And it also, I'm sure you're aware, when you're under stress, you're utilizing a lot of nutrients that would normally be used in cell regeneration. So in specifically what happens with scalp hair is when there is a lack of nutrition and energy to function with the growth cycles, the follicles go dormant, and shortly thereafter, hair falls out. And that's why almost always heavy stress is associated with heavy hair fall.
Right. So you're listing a stress, and then you've mentioned nutrition. Does a person's diet have anything to do with hair loss? And if so, is there foods that people should avoid, maybe some they should add?
Well, you want to just take a healthy approach. You know, we don't really get fanatical with dietary recommendations, but just use a common sense approach as far as eliminating negatives from your diet as much as you can, fatty foods and fast foods, increase on the positives, and take a healthy supplement. You know, we don't recommend these big mega dose vitamins. Take a low dose B complex trace mineral regularly with your meals, and that should suffice.
What about biotin and inositol? Is that still common? I remember that reading research way
back
when.
Yeah, and zinc. There are certain elements, but and biotin, everybody jumped on that bandwagon too.
Right.
There was some research done that biotin is present in strong, healthy hair. Everybody started developing biotin creams and conditioners, but it has to be ingested, part of the nutritional content in the bloodstream, and part of the cell-by-cell formation of the hair at the papillary matrix before it can be valuable.
Got it.
So there's a whole chain that has to be followed, and you know, increasing blood circulation is a positive. Getting good nutrition is a positive. So all these things have to work together. You want to be firing on all cylinders. We address all of these different potentially negative factors in our approach to dealing with the prevention of these problems with hair loss. We don't deal with growing hair on a bald scalp. When it's gone, we feel it's gone. Although there's some interesting inroads being established there too with new research and new techniques and hair transplantation and things like that. But even with hair transplantation, you want to be stable and no longer thinning before you go out and have a transplant done.
Right. Let me ask, I have several patients that wear these fake-looking toupees. What's your opinion on men that rely on a toupee or a hat all the time to hide their balding heads? I've read that hats and wigs can actually damage the follicles and cause even more hair loss.
Well, hats are a different story. The only issue with hats is if they fit too tightly, you need to loosen it. And secondly, if it's the type of hat that you can't launder frequently, wipe out the inside rim periodically with isopropyl alcohol as a disinfectant, antibacterial, and then you're fine. The wig is a whole other thing. When you're wearing a wig, you pretty much have to give up on your existing hair. The atmosphere and the bacterial growth, the conditions are so horrific for hair growth when you've got that hairpiece on there all day long that you really have to give up on that.
Yeah, that's what I was. So tell us about this Regenix system. It's 100% non-surgical, right?
That's correct. All natural biopharmaceutical treatments. And it's a customized kind of program. It's not a one-size-fits-all. It's very, very custom to each individual. We do hair microanalysis and examinations of the scalp and design a specific type of program to eliminate problems, to interrupt the DHT formation on various levels, to increase nutritional intake and blood circulation up into the scalp tissue, and all of these kinds of things, just basically to create the best possible environment that we can for the natural cycles of hair fall, hair replacement, and hair growth to take place in.
Right.
And it's designed to get back thickness and strength into hairs that have thinned.
Right.
We're not trying to fool Mother Nature. We're not trying to hold the hair in the growth cycle so there's no hair fall. Nothing like that. There's no side effects from these types of things, and nor do you have a reliance issue. You don't have to continue this type of program forever in order to maintain the results. You go through an intensive program for a period of time, to get as much as you can. And then you wean off gradually, you go into maintenance mode, and it's very simple, very easy to maintain those results.
But I read that you actually analyze, I guess, a person's lock of hair to specifically their needs, correct?
That's correct. Yeah, the new technology that we have enables us to do hair sample analysis of people from literally all over the world. So we've rapidly expanded the individuals that we can deal with, and we email them back a microphotograph so that they can follow their progress along with us. We send them back. Each client has their own account and their own portal that they can view their results and go into and check on things at any time and follow along. And we adjust the formulations with periodic hair sample analysis throughout their program. So by sending in hair samples to us on a regular basis, we follow up, adjust formulations, send off the next section of the program. So we can basically, we're able to supply the individual with the exact right treatment exactly when they need it.
See, that's very interesting. You don't get that at the store. It's a one-stop shop for every scalp, every hair, and that makes sense. What you're saying is everybody's different.
Everybody's different. And as far as results go as well, all things being equal, some people just respond better and faster than others. We monitor things along the way as we go, but we can never predict where we're going to end up or anything like that. Each individual is different. Basically, each person that comes to us, we treat as an individual case study. And our program and the treatments that we use have evolved over the past 25 years plus.
So explain, is Regenics, is it a shampoo, conditioner? Does it contain any medicine like minoxidil or anything that's been known?
The program consists of naturally derived biopharmaceuticals without any side effects. There's no drugs Great. Involved in those treatments. And we have a full line of shampoo products, conditioner, styling products, and everything that goes along with that. And they work together. And the difference between the Regenics styling products and the commercial brands out there is their makeup, they're natural, and they're shampoo and water soluble. So they'll do the job of styling and holding hair, but the next time you shampoo, it removes itself and there's no chemical residues that can contribute to problems in the long term.
Great. And you mentioned an interesting point that, you know, we think of hair loss or growing bald, we think of men. However, this is an issue and a growing issue for females. Do they respond well with Regenics as men do?
They respond very well. Yeah. And I mean, right now, over half of our clients are women.
Interesting. Yeah. So it's definitely a big problem. I didn't realize it was that many.
Well, we don't realize it because it's so traumatic. I mean, it's bad enough for a man, but for a woman, it's very traumatic. And,
yeah,
and
I would imagine.
They won't leave the house without a wig or a hat or a kerchief or something covering up their thinning.
Great. And I know your office is located in Beverly Hills. How can those in need get help from like different parts of the country? Is it something where they...
It's very easy. You just go to Regenics.com, go to the website, download the informational form and diagram, take loose hair samples as instructed, mail them off to us, and we will do the analysis, send them back the results and recommendations for treatment when necessary. They can also start with our Jumpstart kit. They can actually start with the first topical stage of the program and shampoo products while they're waiting for their hair sample analysis to be transferred back and forth through the mail.
Right. Now, wouldn't your Regenics system help things beyond hair loss, like maybe dermatitis, dandruff, psoriasis? Is there other areas that get help?
Any type of scalp disorders like seborrheic dermatitis, dandruff, psoriasis, itching, dryness, oiliness, all of these topical things are dealt with initially before we even get to the more acute problems below the scalp. And there are specific treatments designed to deal with these things.
Interesting. Something funny happened last week at the office I got to share with you because I may just be your competition. I had a patient come in that is completely bald. After his third chiropractic treatment, he told me that my treatments are reversing his baldness. He said in just 1 week, he has achieved 100% new hair growth. Before treatment, he had one hair on his scalp, and now he has two hairs, and that would be 100% hair growth.
I use the same analogy when talking about strengthening and thickening hair shafts. I tell somebody, if you get 100% thickness change through one cycle of hair fall hair replacement, and your hair has gone from 10 microns to 5 microns, in one cycle, you're going to get your hair all back and you'll be happy. However, if you deteriorate it to the point of only 1 micron, you go through a cycle, you get 100% positive change. You go from 1 to 2, you're not even going to see a difference.
Wow, that's so true. Yeah, that makes sense. What are some other proactive steps that men can take to prevent hair loss? Do we wash our hair too much? Is the pillow on our head, there's a hat you mentioned before. What are there some other things we need to be aware of?
People get carried away too much with things like, you know, satin pillows as opposed to flannel or something, or normal materials or cotton. It's not that. I mean, you have to understand the urge to grow hair is enormous. We have to work very hard at getting it to not grow. And with the nutritional aspect of things is important, the dietary things, looking after yourself. Well, a lot of people think their hair is like a hat. You know, it's out there and it's not part of their system. Right. I'm sure you've experienced this. If you get the flu and you're not feeling well, your hair just kind of goes limp and lifeless. When you're vibrant and healthy, your hair kind of stands up. You've got more resistance to the right. comb, this kind of a thing. And all that plays a role. So general health is important. Shampoo products, it's not the frequency of shampooing that's important. It's what you're using. If you're using these tar-based medicated shampoo products 7 days a week, you're going to be in trouble. I have athletes in training that use Regenix shampoo 2 and 3 times a day, and there's no issues. Even Afro-American hair, they have a problem because they have such a high uric acid count in their system, and they're prone to dryness, so they don't wash their hair very often, which leads to the problems. And once we get them off of the terrible hygiene products that are designed for Afro-American hair, we get them on a good shampoo that's natural and doesn't dry out the hair so much, we get them washing the hair more frequently, they respond actually better than Caucasians to our forms of treatment.
Interesting. What about people that have thyroid conditions, and of course that has a hair thinning or hair loss? Is there hope for them, or do they need to address the thyroid problem?
Well, obviously, they need to address the problem. Your levels need to be within the standard ranges. And we recommend people get those tests done because it's a base that you want to cover. You want to make sure that it's not interfering. But the way these things work, when like things like hormonal imbalances or side effect of medications and things like this, it makes you less able to fend off problems that will build up gradually over time within hair follicles. We all have a certain inherent ability to overcome these types of problems. Some people more and some people less. And you're going on your merry way. These things are building up, you know, micropollution gradually working into follicles, product residue, even bacteria from inactive skin cell buildup in the scalp. All of these things start working into follicles gradually, and they become cumulative because shampoo products don't get into that area to cleanse. So you're fighting off these problems, and they're building up gradually, and there's no pain or discomfort associated with these. You don't even know what's going on. And then suddenly something like a stress event or an emotional trauma or a surgery, an illness, will weaken your abilities to overcome these problems. And they'll kick in, boom, and you start losing hair. Almost everybody that comes to us will have a story. My hair problem started when, they can almost pinpoint it to the day when they started noticing the heavy hair fall.
Yeah, I know you've done three decades of research and clinical experience. In the 30 years, are we worse off now than we were 30 years ago? Is it like a problem getting worse, or is it the same?
The problem of hair loss is getting worse, but the fix is improving. As I said, the new techniques of hair transplantation. You know, back in the old days, there was a stigma associated with hair transplant because it was almost as noticeable as a bad toupee. Right. They had this Cupid doll look with these huge.
I remember. Yeah, I've seen them.
Now they're doing single follicular extraction methods, and it's much more natural. And we work very closely with people both before the transplant to get the scalp tissue as healthy as possible so there's less of an attrition rate and a better healing, faster healing process. And then we work with the person after the transplant to strengthen the hair in and around it to make it look more natural. There's also some new research coming out that they're taking bald individuals, and the reason you can't grow hair on a bald scalp is because the follicle, as you gradually thin, the follicle gradually atrophies as well. So by the time there's no protrusion of hair, there's no follicle left. What they're doing now is introducing these progenitor cells. They're using stem cells to regrow the follicle, which in turn will start producing hair again. And we're very excited about it because when someone goes through that process to start regrowing their follicles, they're going to want to make darn sure that those follicles are operating as efficiently as they possibly can, and that's where Regenix comes in. So it's potentially another 20 million plus Regenix clients out there when these processes start to take hold.
Well, fantastic. Well, I appreciate you being here. You've got the information about the topic, no doubt. So I appreciate you sharing your knowledge with us. To learn more about Regenix, you can go to Regenix.com and learn how you can send in a sample of your hair and get a detailed report catered to your specific needs that is so unique. Nothing on it like it on the market, I've heard. That's Regenix.com, and you can stay up to date on all of our latest health and wellness segments at toyourgoodhealthradio.com, iHeartRadio, or subscribe to our podcast on iTunes. For my daily health tweets, follow me on Twitter @DrDavidFriedman. More to come. Stay tuned and stay well.